Mishnah says at the beginning, the second parak in Chulin, Hashochet echad ba'ov u'shnayim ba'behema shchita sokshev. Someone who shechts an oaf or a behema, a bird or an animal, so if he shechts one simon in an oaf and two simonim in a behema, the shchita is a shchita ksher. That means that the oaf and the behema have two simonim, is what's called a veshet and a kone. Every oaf and every behema have two simonim. Veshet, sometimes you find it spelled with two vavs, sometimes it's with one vav, but it's the same word. Veshet is the food pipe. And kone, it's the windpipe. Sometimes you'll find the word gargeres used in the brises and the shnayas. That means the kone, that's the windpipe, the trachea. Kone uveshet, these are the two simonim that the oaf and the behema have. So the Mishnah says that if you shech one simon in the oaf, first glance you'd think either one, either veshet or a kone. We'll see it's a machlokas amaroi. Maybe according to some, you dafka have to shech the veshet. But the poshup shad is either one, either the veshet or the kone, then shchitas uksher. But if you're talking about a shchitas behema, then you have to shech shnayim. Right? You have to shech both simana, both the veshet and the kone. But says the Mishnah, v'rubo shalecha kamohu. Even if you have to shech shnayim ba'behema, v'rubo shalecha kamohu, rov is enough. It's not necessary to shech kol asimen. As long as you shech rov asimen, that's sufficient. Both by the oaf, the chiyuv by the oaf is to shech one simen, and rubo shalecha kamohu, rov of that simen is enough. Shnayim ba'behema, you have to shech the kanu veshet by the behema, but rubo shalecha kamohu, there's also a din, the rov is enough by shnayim ba'behema. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad she'ishchar es avridim. Rabbi Yehuda adds an idea that you have to shech the vridim as well. What are the vridim? Says Rashi, chutei atzava shemekarchem es adam. These are the blood vessels in the neck that the dam spurts out from when you have a shechita. So why do you have to shech the vridim? According to him, ubegemar mefarish, de'a'ov koyu mishum lahotzi es adam. But Yehuda holds that by an oaf you have to shech the vridim. We'll see there's a reason given in the Gemara. But the basic yisod is it's to be motzi the dam. When you shech, it's not enough just to shech the kon and the veshet, but you have to shech the blood vessels as well. Now, normally that's going to happen anyway. Right? That's going to happen anyway. But he just adds that you have to do that, even if you'll figure out a way to shech the kon and the veshet and somehow to bypass those vridim by an oaf, that's going to be a problem. Why by an oaf is it a problem? We'll see if the Gemara is going to explain why. So first the Mishnah says that shochet echa ba'ov and shnayim ba'behema shchitas u'ksheira, and now it says the opposite. Chatzi echa ba'ov echa v'chatzi ba'behema shchitas u'psula. If you shechted only half a simon is not rov, so half a simon by an oaf doesn't work. And one and a half simonim, even if you shecht the whole veshen, if you only shecht chatzi kone, so you don't have rov simonim. So by behema, that's going to be a problem. That's shchitas u'psula. Rov echa ba'ov, rov shnayim ba'behema shchita asuk shev. If you shecht rov simonim, rov of one simon by an oaf, rov of two simonim by behema, then the shchita is going to be ksher. Obviously, the question is why the Mishnah have to repeat itself. It's saying the same thing multiple times. Right? It starts off in the beginning saying shochet echa ba'ov, shnayim ba'behema shchita asuk shev. So, obviously, if you don't shecht the echa ba'ov, once it says ruba shalecha kamo, so if you don't shecht the rov, it's not going to work. So the Mishnah then says, "Chatzi echa ba'ov, echa v'chatzi ba'behem shchita subsula." I know that he just said, "Rubo shalecha kamo." And then it says again, "Rov echa ba'ov, rov shnayim ba'behem shchita suksheru." Why does it have to repeat itself? So Rashi picks up on that. "Rov echa ba'ov, bigmara parech hatan alei resh." The Gemara is going to talk about it. Obviously, there are two bavas in the Mishnah. They're coming to be marbe that this din applies in different contexts. So we'll see from the Gemara exactly what the different parts of the Mishnah are coming to teach us. Okay, this is the basic Mishnah. Mishnah introduces us to the idea of Shechita, that Shechita by an oaf, Shechita by Behema involves cutting the Simanim. But the Mishnah says, by an oaf, there's only a chiyuv to cut one Simon. By Behema, there's a chiyuv to cut two Simanim. But then the Mishnah says, the Ruba Shalecha Kamo, that Rov Simon is sufficient. Okay, that's the basic Mishnah. Questions? Comes the Gemara and asks the first question. Hashochet the eved in lechatchila lo. The loshon hashochet sounds like it's b'di'evid. If it would have been lechatchila, then the Mishnah should have said shochet echad ba'ov u'shnayim ba'behema. a person has to be shochet one simen vayinov, two by a behema, and then the shechit is kshem. Hashochet sounds like if he did something, if he shechted one by oaf and two by behema, then shechit is kshem. It sounds like b'di'evet. B'di'evet in l'chatchila lo. L'chatchila there's more of a halacha. More of a halacha. Zok Rashi, al korach b'di'evet mashma, hilkakashalon beiz ba behema. We'll get to that, okay? So Ashochet sounds like it's a Lashon B'di'evet. So what's the problem? So Frek the Gemara, Bishlama Echad Be'ov, that I can understand. That's a B'di'evet. Since you're not shechting everything that you could shech by an oaf, what could you shech by an oaf? Ashochet Echad Be'ov Shechita Asuk Shera. How could you do the Shechita? By shechting what? Shechting what? Shechting two, right? It has two simon, it has a Konovesha too. It's not just the Be'ev. So because there's a Konovesha by an oaf, you could shech two. So comes the Mishnah and says, if you shech one, it's good enough. So Bishlo by an oaf, I hear the Lashon B'di'evet is Hashochet Echad Be'ov is enough. You don't have to shech two. But by Behema, the Mishnah then says Shochet Shnayim by Behema Shechit Asuk Sheira. Shnayim by Behema Lechatchila Lo Ad Kama Lishchot V'Lezel. What Shnayim by Behema is not a Lechatchila, so what are you supposed to do? Shech three Simonim? There are no three Simonim. Two and a half Simonim? There are only two Simonim. What's the Mishnah talking about? If the Lashon HaShochet is a Lashon B'di'evet, it sounds like there's more to do. But you don't have to do that. So Bishlama, by Ov, there is more to do. You could check two. So comes the Mishnah and says, one is enough. B'di'evet, one is enough. But by Behema, Kama Lishcha B'lezel, how much are you going to be shech? There is only Shnayim by Behema. Dr. Gemara, Iboy Seima, Ha'echad Be'ov. The first terrors of the Gemara is that HaShochet, the Lashon B'di'evet, in the Mishnah is really going on Ov. By Ov, since there are two Simonim, could do more, Kamashmala the Mishnah, Shchitosuk Sheira B'di'evet, even if you only do one. But in a Chanami, by Behema, there is no Lechatchila B'di'evet. That's Shnayim B'Behema. You have to Shech the Shnayim B'Behema. And B'di'evet, if you Shech the Shnayim, then fine. And Taka the Mishnah then says, Ruba Shalafa Kamo. So that's the din. The din is Ruba Shalafa Kamo. You have to Shech the Shnayim. That works B'di'evet, and there really is no more that you can Shech. The Ibai Seima says the Gemara, Aruba Shalecha Kamo. The second pshat is, no, maybe it's even going on Behema, not just Oaf. Going on Behema, because it's not going on whether you have to shech one or two simonim. No. By Behema, there's no lechatchila of shnayim. The Mishnah said, B'di'evet, you shech ten shnayim. So what's the lechatchila? You can't do more than shnayim. No. But the next line of the Mishnah says, Aruba Shalecha Kamo, that it's not necessary to shech shnayim, but behema rov simonim is enough. So on that, the Gemara says there is a lechatchila here. Hashochet is hashochet shnayim b'behema rov simonim b'behema shchita sukshem. If you shech the rov b'behema, even though you shech the shnayim, that's only a b'di'evet. Lechatchila, you're supposed to shech simonim shleim. Right? If you shech shnayim b'behema, it still could be only a b'di'evet. If you shechted only rov, because lechatchila you're supposed to shech shnayim shleim. These are two lishonos in the Gemara. Mishnah is teaching us that there's a difference between lechatchila and shechita and b'di'evet and shechita. But where does that lechatchila b'di'evet? Where does that chiluk apply? The Lishnah Kama says it applies to oaf. That by oaf the halacha is that you only have to shech one simon, but that's a b'di'evet. Lechatchila you're really supposed to shech two simon and by an oaf. And the Lishna Basra says, no, lechatchila b'di'evet b'shchita is that lechatchila you're really supposed to shech simonim shleimim, bein ba'ov, bein ba'behema, whatever you're shechting. It's supposed to be a simon shleim. By an oaf, you're supposed to shech one full simon. One full simon. By a behema, you're supposed to shech two full simonim. But b'di'evet, if you only shech the rov, that's sufficient. Okay, so that's these are two different lashonos over here. That either the lechatchila is shnei simonim ba'of, or the lechatchila is kol ha'simon simonim shleimim. But b'di'evet even rov is sufficient. Questions? What kind of a halacha is this? Right, the Mishnah teaches us the din b'di'evet of shechita, that ruba shalecha kamo, that echad ba'of is enough. Comes the Gemara and says no, there's a lechatchila that's hinted to in the Mishnah. Lechatchila, you need shnei simonim ba'ov. Lechatchila, you need simonim shleimim bein ba'ov, bein ba'behem. What's this halacha? That you need two simonim ba'ov, that you need simonim shleimim? Is that a din d'araisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? Who takes a stand on this? Anyone? Who takes a stand? Rafi.
The Ram.
The Ram. Okay. What does he say? What does Rashi say on this issue? Before we get there, we're going to get to the Ram. What does Rashi say? Does Rashi take a stand on this issue? Does he take a stand on Shnei Simanim Be'ov? Does he take a stand on Ruba Shalecha Kamohu? What does he take a stand on? Okay. Both? Neither? Rashi does say something. Which Lashon does Rashi pick up on? The Mishnah Kan, the first Lashon. Hashochet, says Rashi, Al-Karcho Di'evim Mashma Hilkach Kasha Lan Beis Bavahem Al-Chachila Losagi V'Hachi V'Tmir. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Shochet is Mashma Lashon B'Di'evim. So it comes the Gemara and says, Shnayim Bavahem, that's B'Di'evim. Shnayim Bavahem, that's all you can do. You can't do more than that. A'echa Be'ov, says Rashi, Koi Hashochet. So comes the Gemara and answers, in the Lishna Kama, the Lashon Hashochet, which is Lashon B'Di'evim, goes on Echa Be'ov. D'Lechachila Atzruchuha Rabbonon Tarvayim Shemachokal Averim Dilma. The Chachamim are matzich lechatchila that Yishach tu simanim bayin of. Harchokol avera, it's like a gezera. That's another way of saying gezera. The Chachamim are matzich that Yishach tu simanim bayin of. Dilma lo osi lemeber ruba dechat. Maybe you're not going to do ruba dechat. You're not going to shecht one simon. You're not going to shecht rov of one simon. That's called not shechting one simon. So the Chachamim required of you to shecht tu simanim bayin of. How about Ruba Shalecha Kamo, the Lishna Basra? Mum's the word. Rashi doesn't say anything. So Rashi talks about the Lishna Kama, doesn't talk about the Lishna Basra. Lishna Kama talks about Shnei Simanim Bayin Of. Right? Shnei Simanim Bayin Of. The Lishna Basra talks about Simanim Shleim. Low rack rov. Right? So Rashi talks about the Lishna Kama, the fact that Lechatchili in each Shnei Simana Be'ov, so he talks about that. And he says, what's that Lechatchili? Is that a Din Daraisa, the Rabbanon? What is it? It's a Rabbanon, he says, right? It's a Gzera, the Rabbanon. Rashi doesn't express an opinion, at least here, about the Lishna Basra. He doesn't express an opinion about Simanim Shleim. The Gemara says, Lechatchili, after Shech Simanim Shleim, Rov is not enough. Is that the Raisa? Is that the Rabbanan? Rashi doesn't say boo about that. He doesn't say anything. Josh?
When Rashi says, we have a Rov with Echad, is he implying that Lechatchili
would need Shleim? He doesn't say anything.
He's
saying, but the Mishnah says, Ruba Shalecha Kamal.
He's
saying maybe you won't even do Ruba Dechad, and then you won't even have Simen Echad Be'of. Right? Maybe you won't have Simen Echad Be'of. But he's not telling you that the Lechatchila Teshech Simanim Shleimim is a Chumrei D'Rabbanan. I don't think he's saying anything over here. Rashi does express an opinion about Simanim Shleimim in a different place. Did anyone see? Anyone see that, Rashi? Did you get to the second half? Did someone get to the second half of the Makaros, the next chelek of the Makaros, after the skip line? No, I didn't think you'd get there. But you'll see, Rashi does express an opinion. Perhaps. You have to see Rashi, Tosfos, you'll see. But Rashi over here doesn't express an opinion, so leave it for now. You have to start slow. But he does tell us something about Shnei Simanim Bayin Of. There he says it's a Chumrei D'Rabbanan. What does the Ran say, Rafi? So the Ran does say something about the Lishna Basra, right? Right? What does the Ran say? Is the Ran mechalek between the Lishna Basra and Lishna Kama? Does he say one is the Raisa, one is the Rabbanan? Does he say that both are the Raisa? What does he say? Neither. He says both are the Rabbanan. Right? Let's all turn to the Ran. If you have a Gemara, you can look on with me. There's a Chidush Ran in the Kovitz. You'll see there are important Rans in the Kovitz, but there's a Ran on the Rif also. So we'll see both, depending on where the Ran makes his statement. But here we have a Ran on the Rif that expresses himself. Ruba Shalecha Kamo Shal Kol Echa Ve'echa Ruba Gemar Parch Shnayim Ba'behema Mai Loshen Di'evet Shayach Be, etc. Mashani Ibo Esema A'echa Be'ov Klomar D'lechatchila Atzuchua Rabbanan Tarvayim V'ibay same aruba shlecha kamo. Koma. D'lechatchila atzuchu rabbanan simanim shleimim. Same lashon. both in the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra. He does express an opinion. The Ran often quotes Rashi, but here he's not quoting Rashi. He quotes Rashi plus. He adds to Rashi. He says his own. The Ran could say his own too. Right? So here he says his own. He says that both Lishonos, both Dinim Lechatchila, both the Din of Shnei Simanim by an Oath and the Din of Simanim Shleim and Bein Ba'ov, Bein Ba'Behema, they're both Rabbanim, they're Chumad Rabbanim. The Hani Lishni Tarvayu Isnu Bein Ba'ov, Bein Ba'Behema. The Lechatchila Shnayim Shleimim Be'ina. This halacha that you need Simanim Shleimim is Bein Ba'ov, Bein Ba'Behema. The first Lashon is only going by an oath, but the second Lashon also goes by an oath, he's saying. The two Lashonos are going by an oath as well, not just Behemoth. It's not like the first Lashon is going only by an oath and the second only by Behemoth. No, they both go by an oath. But by an oath, there's a din l'chatchila to shecht shnei simonim. There's a din l'chatchila to shecht simonim shleimim. So by an oath, there are two l'chatchilas over here, to shecht the second simon and to shecht the simon sholem, both the first and the second simon. The reason why there's a din l'chatchila to shecht simonim shleimim is not to be motzi as adam, but the kachim b'lechuru dam mina do adam utzarev. The Gemara is going to say later on that by kachim you need the dam. You got a shecht in a certain way by kachim. Is a din l'chatchila to shecht simonim shleimim because you need the dam. Why do you need the dam in kachim? For the zrika, right? You have to be zorek the dam on the mizbeach. So because you need dam by kachim. So therefore there's a mitzvah to shech the simin shalem so that the dam is going to be yotzin. More dam is going to come out. But by chulin, you don't need the dam. I mean, you are mechasa the dam. If it's an oaf or if it's a chaya, right? The din of kisei hadam applies to chaya and oaf, not to behema. So xeras hakasev by chaya and oaf. But you don't need the dam per se. So by kachin is a special din, special halacha, says the Ran, but not by chulin. So why is there a din l'chatchila by chulin? Ela mishum shem yivchos min hashir. Maybe you won't shecht the shir. Maybe you won't shecht the rubo shalecha kamohu, as Rashi says. You won't shecht the rov. There's a din l'chatchila to shecht simonim shleimim by an ov, because maybe you won't shecht the first simon properly. So we need the second simon so that at least you'll have one simon. There's a mitzvah to shecht simonim shleimim because maybe you won't shecht the rov. So we say, the Chachamim said, shecht the whole simon. So if you're working for the whole simon, at least you'll get the roll. U'midrabanan ba'alma, who's up there around, this is a din drabanan. The ilu midaraisa b'chol mokom rubo kekulo. V'lo shani lam ben betchila l'di'evin. So up there around, by a din daraisa, there's no chila between l'chatchila and l'di'evin. Rubo kekulo. Rubo kekulo. Right, we're familiar with such a concept. Rubo kekulo applies in many, many different contexts. So up there on, that's a din daraisa. In a Torah, there's no need to have kulo. Rubo is enough. Midrabanan, you need the kulo. Midrabanan, Chazal instituted a chumra to have shnei simonim by an ov, and to have kola simon, to have simonim shleimim as well, bein ba'ov, bein ba'behem. But that's not a din daraisa. On a daraisa level, the Ran says there's no chila between l'chatchila and the d'yevit. Both of these lishonos, says the Ran, not just the lashon of shnei simonim by an ov, but the lashon of simonim shleimim, even by a behema, they're both a chumer derabbanan. Okay, Rashi over here on the Gemara expressed an opinion about the lishna kama. He says that shnei simonim by an ov is a chumer derabbanan. Didn't say anything about the lishna basra, at least over here. The Ran does say something. The Ran says that both lishonos, both the din lechatchila to shecht simonim shleimim, second lashon, and the din lechatchila to shecht shnei simonim by an ov, they're both only a chumra derabbanan. Who's the first to mention the idea that maybe that it's a daraisa to shecht shnei simonim by an ov or simonim shleimim? Who mentions that? The Ramban. Ramban starts us rolling. Ramban is not so sure. Ramban is a suffolk. It's not bad to have a suffolk. Sometimes you have a suffolk. Ramban is a suffolk about this. Ramban, it's in the packet. I mean, it took a while to get these packets. I mean, I had to extricate them. But Baruch Hashem, we did. Sorry about that. But if you have a kovetz, it's in the kovetz too. If you have it in the packet, you can follow along with me. Umefarkinan zok the Ramban. He has the whole beginning. We have to read the whole Ramban to see the whole Gemara and the Rashi and everything all over again. Umefarkinan ibayis ema a echad ba'ov v'ibayis ema aruba shalafa kamo v'tarvayu isnu. They're both correct. Lechatchila lo sagile be'echad ba'ov v'lo barov shnayim ben ba'ov ben ba'behema el ad deshochi kulei simin ben ba'ov ben ba'behema lo mishum dam. Dr. Ramban, there's a chiyuv to shech shnayim by an oaf. There's a chiyuv to shech simonim shleimim bein ba'ov bein ba'behema. Not because of dam, but because that's the mitzvah shchita. That's the mitzvah shchita, he says. D'hochi agmrei rachmona lemoshe lemishchat shnayim. Lemishchat shnayim. Halocha lemoshe misina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe. Lemishchat shnayim, you have to shech too. But the din is ruba kakula. But the halacha l'mosh misinai lechatchila is teshech too. That's a daraisa. Halacha l'mosh misinai. It doesn't have to be beferish in the pasuk. Halacha l'mosh misinai is that you have teshech too. Zok the Ramban. That you have teshech too. The efsh is zok the Ramban. The ibein and yosem erov echad ba'ov rov shnayim ba'behema midirabanan. Efshim in kinzogin. It's only a chum medirabanan. At first, the Ramban wants to say that that's the mitzvah shchita. Hochi agmei rachmona lemoshe that you need shnayim shleimim ben ba'ov ben ba'behema. Then the Ramban interjects and says, no, maybe it's only the rabbanan. Min haTorah, maybe taka, you don't need shnayim. The b'daraisa lo maflig rachmona b'chol mokom ben lechatchila l'diyeved. The Ramban makes a statement. The Ramban already made this statement. But he says, by daraisas, we never find the chilik between lechatchilas and b'diyeved. There's one way. There's one way. It's not multiple approaches. There's one way. The mitzvah daraisa is one way. By the rabbanans we find there's a din lechatchila, there's a chumrah, there's that, but not by daraisas of the Ramban. So if you don't find lechatchila b'diyeved by daraisas, how can you have a lechatchila over here? The Gemara is too lishonos that there's a lechatchila shnayim ba'ov, rubushlacha kamohu, kolasimonim lechatchila. What kind of lechatchila b'diyeved could that be? Says up the Ramban in the second lashon, the second side in the suffix. That's a chumrah de rabbanan. Min haTorah, there's no lechatchila over here. Varehi tilo hakosav la'ov bein behema ledogim shelo lechay v'klal ala b'simen echad. The pasuk put oaf between behema and dogim. You want to know what the din d'araisa is by oaf? Look at the drasha. The drasha is chazal. The Torah put oaf between behema and dogim. What drasha? What's the Ramban referring to over here? He doesn't tell you. There's no Gemara. There's no Maramokim over here. But if you read a little bit of Gemara, you'll see that he's referring to a drasha in the Gemara itself. Bar Kapora, and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis has this drasha. Smack in the middle of the daf. Tani Bar Kapora, Zos Toras Habehema V'Ha'ov. Pasuk says, Parsha Shmini, this is the Torah, the Behema, these are the Psukim in Parsha Shmini that talk all about Kashrus. What are the simonim of Behema? What's a Behema Tumeya? What's a Behema Tahora? Not a Tomei animal, but a non-kosher animal. Right? What's a kosher fish? What's a non-kosher fish, etc.? So the Pasuk says that there's a Torah's Behema V'Of. What does that mean? Right, so the Torah is behema and ov, and then it talks about dogim. So he did lakosav la'ov bein behema ledogim. L'chayva b'shnei simonim yafshe shefar hukash ledogim. Ov is smack in the middle between behema and dogim. So to be mechayiv two simonim by an ov, Bar Kapara says, is impossible because it's like dogim, and dogim do not require shnei simonim. How many simonim do dogim require? How many simanim?
Zero.
None, exactly. Basifa ba'alma sagiluhu. You just have to take them out of the water. We'll have to talk about what kind of a halach is that. Asifa. Is that a din asifa? Is that a nothing? We'll talk. Right, but you definitely don't need shchita simanim by a dag. guess there is some kind of a simen by a dag, some kind of a blood vessel there that you would have to cut. The havamina is you'd have to cut it, but you don't. There is no such thing. So to require two simon by an ov zok bar kapar can't be, because since ov is hukash ledogim and dogim don't require shnei simon, so ov can't require shnei simon. Lefotra below klum yev sheshavar hukash levahema, but to pata below klum, to say that you don't need anything, that ov is like dogim, you don't need anything, it can't be because it's hukash levahema. Okay, it's a hechsher b'simon echad. So it must be that the hechsher of the ov is b'simon echad. Since mamash a drosha, since the ov is found between Behema and Dogim, so it's not like Dogim, it's not like Behema, it's in the middle. Behema requires Shnei Simonim. Dogim don't require anything, but Oph requires a Simon Echad. So it certainly sounds from this drasha that that's a Din D'Oraisa. That the Din D'Oraisa is Simon Echad is enough. If there were a Din L'Chatchila of Shnei Simonim by Oph, so then Bar Kapara should have said something like that. He's saying, no, you can't require Shnei Simonim. It sounds like even L'Chatchila you can't require Shnei Simonim by an Oph. You can only require with Simon Echad. So that's what the Ramban is saying. In the Torah, it sounds from this drasha that Simon Echad is enough, even L'Chatchila. Elamid Rabbanan, it must only be a Din D'Rabbanan, the Ramban says, in this second side of the Suffolk. No, Chamo, the Ramban in the first side is saying, no, it's a Din D'Oraisa. Minat Torah, perhaps you need lechatchila shnei siman by an oaf, kola simin by an oaf and a behema. But now he's saying no. It sounds like since the pasuk puts oaf between behema and dogim, hechsher b'simin echad. It sounds like the whole din derises hechsher b'simin echad. There's no din lechatchila more than simin echad by an oaf. Aye, but the Gemara says that there's a din lechatchila of shnei siman by an oaf. The Gemara chav zayin amid aleph. It's up Ramban. It's a chumer derabbanan. What's the chumer de rabbanan? So he says, "Kibi amin and lekamon mid rabbanan dilma lo asi lemebe palga." Chanami mishum gzera. What gemara is he referring to? We're afraid you're not going to even do half. Here it's talking about shnei simanim by an oaf. We're not talking about doing half. What's he referring to? So that's another gemara. At the gemara that chavchesam ebeis quotes a machlokas Rav and Rav Kana. Rav and Rav Kana, what's the din of mechtza mechtza? The Mishnah says Rubo Shalecha Kamo, that Rov Simanim is sufficient. Does that mean Rov? Does that mean a majority of the simon, most of the simon? Or maybe as long as the miut, it's not a miut, you shechted half and half, maybe half and half should be enough. Machlokas Samarayim in the Gemara, whether mechtza mechtza is kerov or mechtza mechtza ain't no kerov. We'll get to it, Mitzisha. Mechtza mechtza kerov or mechtza mechtza ain't no kerov. So Rav says mechtza mechtza kerov, that really Rubo Shel Echad, that rov doesn't mean rov, it means mechtza mechtza, it means that you can't leave a miut. So the Gemara asks, Tanan, chatzi echad ba'ov, echad ba'chatzi ba'behem ha'shchita, so psula, the Mishnah that we just read, writes that chatzi echad ba'ov is not enough. Echad ba'chatzi ba'behem is not enough, that shchita so psula. The Iyamrit mechtza mechtza kerov, am I possible? If you hold like Rav, then mechtza mechtza is kerov. That really rov doesn't mean a majority. It means that you can't leave a miut. Right? Lo tishaya ruba. You shouldn't leave rov. You're going to cut a miut but leave a rov. No. Halacha mashmisini is lo tishaya ruba. You can't leave a rov. If that's the pshat, mechtza mechtza is kerov. So why does the Mishnah say the chatzi echad ba'of is posel? It's not true. Chatzi echad ba'of is kosher v'yosha. It's givaldik. It's perfect. That's all that you need. Mechtza mechtza kerov. So mechtza mechtza is enough. The Gemara, what? Midrabbanan dilma lo asi lemebe paga. It's a chumra midrabbanan. Rav holds me'ikar adim mechtza mechtza is kerov. Aye, but the Mishnah says mechtza mechtza is not enough. That's a chumra midrabbanan to require rov. But really, minatari, you don't need rov. Mechtza mechtza is enough. What's the chumra midrabbanan? The Chazal, we're afraid. Even though mechtza mechtza is enough, but we're afraid that you won't even shach the mechtza mechtza. Come Chazal and say that you should shecht rov mamash. But really, me'ikar adin, do you need rov? No, you don't need rov. That's almost really is enough. So, Dr. Ramban, that's the paradigm. Right, we find the chumer de rabban and lefi rav. Rav holds matzamasa kerov. Chazal, a machmer to say that you need rov mamash, that you have to shecht the majority of the simon. The matzamasa is not enough. So, similarly here, lechatchila, simon echad ba'of is enough. Right, lechatchila, rov is enough, but Chazal ha-machmer to say that you need shnei simonim by enough. Chazal ha-machmer to say that you need kol asim and simonim shleim, because we're afraid that you're not going to do it properly. We're afraid that you're not even going to shecht rov. We're afraid that you're not even going to shecht one simon by the oaf. So Chazal ha-machmer, Chazal make a gzera. We find the paradigm for this, but the Ramban is pointing out even in Shechita we find the paradigm. The Gemara has a paradigm for this. So it's not so far-fetched to say that the two Lashonas of the Gemara are simply referring to that chumra, to another type of chumra d'rabbanan, a similar type of chumra d'rabbanan, that we're afraid you're not going to do the full job, so therefore Chazal ha-machmer, that you have to do more than what you really should be required to do. And this is the suffix of the Ramban. Nochamol, Rashi expresses an opinion about the Lishna Kama, Rashi over here on Daf Chav Zayin. Rashi says that the chumra, the shecht, shnei simanim by an oaf, that's a chumra d'rabbanan. Min HaTorah, Simen Achad is enough. And that Taka makes sense. That's the Ramban, right? Rashi's Loshen is really the Ramban in the second side of the Safek. The Ran says they're both the Rabban. Both Chumas are only mid Rabban. Both the Chumar Teshecht, Shnei Simanim by an Ov, and the Chumar Teshecht Kol HaSimen. They're both the Rabban. Min HaTorah, we don't find any difference between Lechatchila and B'diavan. The Ramban is a suffix. Ramban, in his first Lashon, introduces the possibility that maybe it's Taka Daraisa. Maybe it's Daraisa, this L'chatchila. Maybe it's Daraisa. But then he comes around to say, no, then maybe they're both Midrabbana, they're both just the Chum Midrabbana, because Chazal are afraid, you're not going to do a good job. It's interesting. You know, we find another braisa that seems to express an opinion about whether this chumra is a din daraisa or a chumra d'rabbana. Is there some other braisa that describes what the halacha Moshe Sinai was? Was that halacha Moshe Sinai to shecht kol ha-simen? Was it halacha Moshe Sinai only to shecht simen echad? Which braisa am I referring to? Braisa on Daf Chav Ches? Right? The Gemara on Daf Chav Ches, and Allah quotes a braisa, the Tanya. Well, the two dots. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, v'zavachta kasher tzivi sicha. Zavachta kasher tzivi sicha. That's the mocha. Now, that's the pasuk that we're going to talk a lot about over the next couple of days. Parshas Re'eh, the Torah says that sometimes you're going to be far away from the Beis HaMikdash, you're not going to want to bring a korban shlamim. It's hard. Right? How can you eat meat? So if you bring a korban shlamim, then part of it is given to the Kohen, part of it is put on the Mizbech, and part of it the Baal meat. But if you're far away from Yerushalayim, you're far away from the Beis HaMikdash, so what are you supposed to do? You can't eat meat. So the Torah says, no, you can eat, as long as you shecht. Ki yirchak mimcha ha-makom ha-shevcha ha-shem lakach ha-losum shem al-sham, v'zavachtum et korchum yitzoncha ha-shem nosan ha-shem lakach ka-asher tzivi sicha. V'zavachtum et korchum yitzoncha ha-shem nosan ha-shem lakach ka-asher tzivi sicha. So Chazal shortened that loshen in the pasuk. Right? The loshen that the Braisa has really doesn't exist in Kumish. It doesn't say v'zavachta kasher tzvi sicha. There's a little bit in the middle, but the ikar is v'zavachta. There's some halacha of zvicha, some halacha of shchita, kasher tzvi sicha, as I've commanded you. Vos meintos. What does that mean, v'zavachta kasher tzvi sicha? Zok Rebbe. Melamed shnitznava moshe al avesha v'al akona v'al rov echad ba'o v'al rov shnayim v'abehem. Kasher tzvi sicha means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that there's a chiyuv, that there's this din, a halacha of shchita, shchita saveshet, and shchita sakone, rovecha ba'ov, rov shnayim ba'behem. What does it sound like from this braisa? Is the din l'chatchila teshecht shnei simonim, teshecht simonim shleimim ba'behem? Is that a din deraisa or is that a din derban? Is the din teshecht Shnei Simonim by an oaf. Is that a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? What do you think? Stevie. Sounds like it's a din derabbanan. Sounds like it's working with Bar Kapara, with the second Lashon in the Ramban, with the Ran. Certainly sounds like the Halacha Moshe Sinai Kasher Tzvi Sicha was on Rov Echad Ba'Ov, Rov Shnayim Ba'Behema. Not Simonim Shleimim, not Shnei Simonim by an oaf. That's a chumra d'rabbanan. That's what it certainly sounds like. Is that the only version of this halacha l'Moshe Sinai? if you look at the Masoras HaShas, he quotes Rashi and Chumash. They have it in these new Gemaras. Oh, Masoras HaShas. Ayin Rashi beperish HaChumash v'zavachta kasher tzivisicha lamanu sheyesh tzivui bezvicha hechiyishchot v'en hilcha shchita shemunu l'moshe v'sinu. That's Rashi and Chumash. Verbatim. Right? Lamanu sheyesh tzivui bezvicha hechiyishchot. There's a way to shecht. What's he referring to? What's Rashi referring to? Rov echad ba'ov, rov shnayim ba'behema, konu veshet. Yeah, not so clear. I mean, kanuveshet, that's part of how to shecht, is you have to shecht the kanuveshet. But shechting row, it's not clear that the shechting of the row was part of the halacha mishmas Sinai. It could be Rashi is referring to something else that we haven't even gotten to yet. That there are certain psule shechita, that if you don't shecht in the proper way, then the shechita is a shechita psula. Right? You got to shecht that simon in a certain fashion. Right? You might be familiar with some of these halachas, right? You can't press down, and you can't stop in the middle. You know, you shecht a little bit, and then you stop. You check your watch. You talk to your friend, and you continue. You can't do that. There are certain ways to shecht. There's a makom in the simon to shecht, right? Not too high, not too low, exactly where it is. There are halachas. There are chamisha psulei shechita. Actually, we'll get to them. There are five psulei shechita, famous psulei shechita. So some suggest, you look at the Rashi and Chumash, Rashi probably is not referring to what Rebbe is saying in the Brayse. He has a different version of this halacha l'mashmi sinai. That's what the Masoras HaShas is pointing out. If it's really the same thing, the Masoras HaShas didn't have to tell us Rashi and Chumash, you know, has a slightly different lashon. If it's doch the zel bazach, who cares? Apparently it's not the zel bazach. It's a little different. Right? Rashi's version does not include rov echad ba'of. Right? Rashi's version does not include Rav Shnayim Babahema. So it could be, Ken Zayin, according to Rashi, right? We don't know. It could be that some of these halachas, right, that either Shnei Simonim Babahema or Kola Simon, that might be Daraisa, might not be a Chumad Rabbon. According to Rashi, I wouldn't necessarily say both. According to Rashi, Shnei Simonim by an oath we know is only a Chumad Rabbon because he told us. But Simonim Shleimim, according to Rashi, might not necessarily be a Chumad Rabbanan. It could be Daraisa. Right? There is a Mokar to say that it might be Daraisa. If you have Rashi's version of this Halacha Mashmi Sinai, there is a Mokar to say that Simonim Shleimim Bayin Of, excuse me, that Shnei Simonim Bayin Of and Simonim Shleimim Bain Bayin Of, Bain by a Behema, that might be Daraisa. Both might be Daraisa, maybe. At least one, but maybe even both. That's the first tzad in the Ramban Sofik. But we haven't found someone who really says this. The Ramban is a Sofik, but in the end it sounds like he doesn't like it. The Ran certainly doesn't like it. So who's the Mara Deshmaitza? Who's the one who Taka says that they're both Daraisa? They're both Chumas Ataka Daraisa, both Shnei Simonim Bayan Ov and Simonim Shleimin. Who says that? Rambam. The Rambam is the Mara Deshmaitza. The way the Kesef Mishnah understood the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? Let's see the Rambam slowly and carefully. And before we try to analyze these shittas and figure out, you know, why yes, why no, is there a lechatchila b'dieved by deraisas? Is there not? Is the Ramban right? Is he incorrect? We first have to get the shittas clearly, and then hopefully we'll try to look at the svaras. What does the Rambam say? Let's open up the Hilcha Shechita, opening day, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That's a good place to start. What do you think, Yosef? Mitzvah saseh sheyishchod mishayir tzalechol b'sar behem achayev v'ov v'achakach yocham. The mitzvah saseh, says the Rambam. That's already quite a remarkable statement. For just the first two words of the Rambam Hilcha Shechita can turn everything on its head. We'll talk about that as we move on, but not for now. It says it's a mitzvah in the Torah to shecht. Mitzvah to shecht? Stop the shear and go shecht. No. Mishayir tzalechol. If you want to eat meat, then there's a mitzvah. You don't want to eat meat, there's no mitzvah. You can learn. It's mutter. Mutter learn. You heard it here. Right? There's a mitzvah to shech mishayir tzalechol b'sar behem achaya v'ov. You want to eat basar, whether it's b'sar behem or b'sar chaya, b'sar ov, you have to shech. And then you can eat. She'nemer v'zavachta mibakorcha u'mitzoncha. It says, v'zavachta mibakorcha u'mitzoncha v'nemer b'vachor balmum. Ach kasher ye'ochel es ha'tzvi ve'es ha'ayol. It says boker. It says v'zavachta by boker of its own. Boker of its own is behema. Sviva ayol is chaya. So there's a comparison between chaya and behema. Le'inyan shchita. Bechor Balmum, right. Bechor Behema. So there's a comparison between Tzvi and Ayol to Bechor Balmum. So just like Behema, there's a din Shechita. By Chaya, there's also a din Shechita. Uba'ofu Omer Ashayotzu Tzeil Chaya O'of V'gom V'shofach Esdamo. In the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam, in the parish of Kisui Hadam, it says Ashayotzu Tzeil Chaya O'of. The mitzvah of Kisui Hadam only applies to Chaya and Of. So now there's a comparison between Of and Chaya, says the Rambam. Right, so the pasuk says there's a din of shchita v'zavachta by bekarcha v'tzomach by behem. Then there's a comparison between chaya and tzvi, between tzvi and ayol, which are chaya to bechar balmum to behem. Then there's now a further comparison between of and chaya. Lamish shvichas dam ha'of k'shvichas dam ha'chaya. From that you see that the shvichas dam ha'of, meaning the shechting of the dam ha'of, is like the dam ha'chaya. It's like the shvich of the dam ha'chaya. So there's a mitzvah of shchita. There's a concept of shchita by Of as well. So up to Rambam, this is the makor. These are the makoros for shchita. There's a din shchita by behema. Then there's a comparison to bechor balmum. Comparison within bechor balmum between chaya and behema. And then there's a further comparison between chaya and Of. So you see, there's a mitzvah of shchita by behema. Then there's a din of shchita by chaya. There's a din of shchita by Of as well. This is the Rambam. So comes the Kesef Mishnah and says, what did the Rambam have to run to this to these makoros? What did he need this for? Well, he needed the makor of a comparison between chai and Of to teach me that there's a din of shchita by an Of. What could he have mentioned? He could have said bar kapara. Bar kapara says that zos Torah sa behema v'ha'ov. Torah compares behema to Of. But you can't say Of is like behema the nishnei simanu because it's hugash ledogim. You can't say that Of doesn't require anything by sifa ba'al mezunav because it's hugash labehema. Haketzad zak bar kapara hechsher b'simenachon. Why did the Rambam need a new drasha? He made up his own drasha. It sounds like he made up his own drasha. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. Why did the Rambam need a new drasha? Bar kapara told us what the drasha is, what the makor for shchita Of is. Why did he need a new drasha? So comes the Kesef Mishnah and says the Rambam was troubled by something. What was he troubled by? Yeshlama mishum bul bar kapar b'simen echad tzavi lechatchila. Because from bar kapar you get the impression lechatchilo you need a simen echad ba'ov. From bar kapar you get the impression that all you need is simen echad ba'ov. That's the daraisa. All you need is simen echad ba'ov. The rabbeinu sova shagam ba'ov tzorach lechatchila shnei simonim. Rambam had this impression. It was something that motivated the Rambam to feel that the chiyuv to have shnei simanim by an Of, that's a lechatchila daraisa. From Bar Kapara he heard that that's not a lechatchila daraisa. That's a that the din daraisa is simanecha ba'Of, tachsher b'simanecha. It's between behema and dogim. Lechatchila you don't need shnei simanim, but the Rambam felt that lechatchila min haTorah you need shnei simanim by an Of. How does he know that? Where do you see the Rambam holding it? Not from Paragalach halacha aleph, but rather from halacha tes. Halacha tes, the Rambam tells you what you have to shech. Tzorach hashochet sheyish chabem tzavar. You have to shech min atzavar. The tzavar is the front of the neck. The oref is the back of the neck. We'll see malika, malikas kachim, malikas chata sa'of, ola sa'of. Malika, that's the a special way that you kill. I don't want to say shech, right? Malika is the kodshim and shchita is bechulin. Shchita is bechulin. Malika is beoref, not arof. And shchita is betzava. Shchita is in the front of the neck. Malika is in the back of the neck. We'll talk about it as we go on. But the Mishnah says earlier in the first parak, we'll get to it, at least we'll touch on it, if you shech menat stadim, not from the front of the neck, that's also okay. We'll have to see why. Right? Either that's a chelik of the tzavar, or maybe there's a different reason, but it's kosh. To kama hu shir shchita, says the Rambam, shnei hasimonim, shein akona vehaveshe. The Rambam spells the word veshet over here without two vavs. Right, so the Ram says the shir shchita shnei simanim the kohen and the veshet. Hashchita hamu'ula. What's the shchita ma'ula? Lechatchila, right? What's the shchita ma'ula? As Dr. Ram, sheyachtuchu shneim ben behem ben ba'of, that you should shech both of them. Ulezei yiskaven hashochet b'mshochet rov echa mehem ba'of rov hashneim ba'behem uvachay shchita sukshera. Lechatchila, you're supposed to shech both of them. But the evidence, if you only shech Rov Echad Ba'ov and Rov Shayim Ba'behema, that's good enough. Is that a Darais or is that a Drabbanon? The Kesemishon is learning. The Rambam didn't tell you Midrabbanon, Chumra, Zeira. Doesn't say anything. He says the Shechita Ma'ula is the Shecht. Kol Simon. Shnei Simonim. Sheyachtuchu Shneihem. You should Shecht Shnei Simonim Shleimim. Ben Ba'ov, Ben Ba'behema. That's what the Rambam says. Sounds like, Dr. Kesemishon, it's Darais. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam felt that it has to be Daraisa, that these dinim lechatchila, both dinim lechatchila, the din of Shnayim Ba'ov and the din of Simanim Shleim, they're both Daraisa. According to Bar Kapora, the din of Shnei Simanim Ba'inov would not be Daraisa, because he says, Achsher v'simen Echad. That's why the Rambam had to introduce a new drasha. New drasha. It must be that there's some other makom. Bar Kapora would imply that the Chumrah, the chumrah to shech shnei simanim ba'inov, that's a chumrah derabban, it's not deraisa. So the Rambam had to give you a different drasha because he holds that both lechatchilas are deraisa. He's the man. He holds both are deraisa, both shnei simanim ba'inov and simanim shleim. But where did the Rambam get off to something like this? What's going on over here? So it says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam was mushba from Avim Lara. Opening day in the second part. The Rambam says, opening day, the Gemara says, there are two lishonos in the Gemara: the lishna kamina, lishna basra. Lishna kamina, the lishna kama says that there's a din lechatchila to shecht shnei simanim by an oaf. The lishna basra says there's a din lechatchila to shecht simanim shleim and kol asimim. Which lishon do we pass them on? Two lishonos. How should we pass them? It's a suffix, right? Suffix whether you go like the first lishon or the second lishon. No. So it's only a chumah derabbanan, how should we paskin? Should we be machmir to require two simanim by an oaf? Should we be machmir to require simanim shleimim by an oaf and by a behemah? So if you would ask me, I'd say, if it's only a chumah derabbanan, what should the din be? The chumrah or the kula? What do you think? The kula, if it's only a chumah derabbanan, sveka derabbanan, the kula, we should go lahakel. But the Rambam didn't go lahakel. The Rambam in Halachatah says, lechatchila, you got to do both. You have to do shnei simanim shleimim, both by ov and by behema. What do you see? The Rambam is assuming that we paskin like both lishonos. It's up to Kesef Mishnah. What must the Rambam assume? Is this chumra a din derabbanan or a din deraisa? Deraisa, steka deraisa chumra. Kesef Mishnah says you put all the dots together in the Rambam and put halacha aleph with halacha tes. You see, the Rambam is paskining like both lishonos. So it must be, since it's a suffix, how to paskin. That's how the Kesef Mishnah is assuming. It's a suffix because they're two lishonos. Why should I paskin like one and not like the other? Why should I paskin like both of them? It's a suffix. The Rambam is being machmir. So the Rambam must assume that the din lechatchila, both by oath and by simanim shleimim, shnei simanim by an oath and simanim shleimim by both by oath and behema, that's a din lechatchila d'araisa. So now that I have a suffix, had a paskin, like which law shown the Rambam says, you got to be machmer for both. Be machmer for both. That's why he paskin in halacha tes, the taki yini, shnei simanim shleim. This is the Kesef Mishnah. So based on the Kesef Mishnah's read, you see that the Rambam is the one who argues, who's diametrically opposed to the Rambam. The Ramban is a suffix. Ramban says, I'm just looking at them curse. I mean, don't bother your heart. Just trying. You could say that there's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that maybe lechatchila you need simanim shleimim, lechatchila you need shnei simanim bayin of. Could be. The Ramban seems to be noted to the second side, like the Ram, because He says we never find the chilek b'daraisa between lechatchila b'di'evet. That's what the Ramban says. Quite a loaded statement. We have to evaluate that statement. But the Ramban does say it. It's not my fault. Right? He says that. So it's sad. And he brings like a lot. He buttresses that's sad a lot. No, like the Gemara Daf Chav Chesam Ibeis. I know you haven't seen it yet. Nechta Nechta Kirol. But you see, there's a Chumad Rabban over there. Yeah, he's bringing a little too much. You know, he doth protest us too much. Is that a Lushan? He's saying a lot in that second Lushan. So it certainly sounds like he's nota to the second Lushan, even though he says ve'efsha. Efsha. Sounds like he likes it. The Ran certainly likes that sad. Right? The Ran says it's all the Rabban. Comes to Rambam, comes to the Gemara, says nothing doing. They're both Daraisa. Both Chumras are Daraisa. Both the Chumra of Shnei Simanim by an Oaf and the Chumra of Kola Simanim. Of course, the question is, how can they both be Daraisa? And that's what we're going to have to address. The Ramban and the Ran both make this statement that by Daraisas we never find a chilek between Lechatchila and B'di'evet. Is that really true? We never find lechatchilas by daraisas. Can you think of a lechatchila by daraisa? Can you think of any lechatchila? It's nice to do a mitzvah a certain way. Lechatchila, but b'di'evet, you could be yotzei without. Can you think of a lechatchila? Is there any concept that you've heard of in the past that sounds like a lechatchila, nice thing to do? Do the mitzvah in a nice way. Do the mitzvah in a nice way. You're familiar with the concept I'm alluding to? Do a mitzvah in a nice way. What do you call that? Hinder mitzvah. Is that a didaraisa? It's a didaraisa. What's the mocha for hidden mitzvah? Keli banveya. That's a pasuk in Chumash last I checked. Sounds like a din daraisa. What's the Ramban talking about? There's no lechatchila b'di'evet by daraisas. It could be yotzei a mitzvah. It could be yotzei the mitzvah of dalaminim. If you buy an esrog, that's kosher. But you could buy an esrog that's much more than kosher. You could buy an esrog that's much, much, much more than kosher. If you have a big enough wallet. Is there no mitzvah lechatchila to do that? That's a din darabbanan. That's a din daraisa. The pshuta, that's a din daraisa. Ram seems right at first glance, right? There could be a din lechatchila daraisa over here. What are the Ramban and the Ran saying? That by daraisas there's no lechatchila and b'di'evet? No lechatchila and b'di'evet at all. What's more, what is shechita? Shechita mitzvah? The Ramban says mitzvah, so I say, I don't. But think about it. Is shechita really a mitzvah? It's not like tefillin. Right? Tefillin is a mitzvah to put on tefillin each and every day. Tzitzis. Right? There's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis, though tzitzis actually is a bad example. Because tzitzis also is a mitzvah in context. If you have dalit kantzis, it's a mitzvah to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah comes, you gotta blow shofar. Tefillin, the mitzvah to put on tefillin. Matzah. Seder night, you eat matzah. Right? Hopefully it'll be a little bit more than that. Shchita? Mitzvah to do shchita? Mitzvah to do shchita? What is shchita? What is shchita? If you had to use a word to describe what shchita is, what word would you use? I wouldn't use mitzvah.
It's like a hefshe mitzvah for a loose as a home.
That is a very deep statement. That's very good. We'll see. But I'm looking for something simpler. We'll get to it. The Ravid might say like you. Yeah. Just one word. I just want one word. Kiyumis. You call that. Good. Excellent. Heter. Right. Matir. Shechit is a matir. There's an isser. There's an isser to eat. Nevela. Right? There's an isser to eat meat that's not geschochten, as we would say, right? Meat that hasn't been shechten. So shechit is a matir for an isser. Matir for an isser. It's not a mitzvah. What, who says it's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah? The Torah gives us guidelines. Who says shechit is a mitzvah? At first glance, shchita is a matir. Is it taka a lechatchila and a b'di'evet and a matir? But there's a concept that if I'm tamei, I go to the mikvah. And when I go to the mikvah, I become tamei. But there's a lechatchila that I should dunk 770. I should dunk 7 times, 3 times, 8 times. You know, sometimes you go to the mikvah, you see people going up and down. Is that a lechatchila? Is that Okay, there are different Kabbalahs or whatever. But basically, once you go down, that's it. It either worked or didn't work. There's no like, oh, maybe it worked. L'chatchil it worked, but the evidence it didn't work. By a matter, does l'chatchil and the evidence make sense at all? So we got a lot of work to do here. Okay, the Ramban starts us off and says, by the raises, there's no l'chatchil and the evidence. So first of all, from Hiddur Mitzvah, you don't see like that. Is the Ramban correct? Are there different approaches? That's one issue that we have to deal with. But in Shechita, there's a much more basic issue. And that is Shechita really, at first glance, is only a matir. It's not a mitzvah b'chlal. The Ramban wasn't saying that there's no l'chatchil and b'diav by Shechita because it's a matir. He said by mitzvahs daraisa, by any daraisa. But here, the question is much more basic. How can the Rambam say that both the chumra of shnei simanim by an oaf and simanim shleimim, both by an oaf and the behema, that's daraisa? There's a din lechatchila over here? What lechatchila could there be? If shechita is only a matir, then either it worked or it didn't work. What kind of a halach is this? That lechatchila, you should do it one way, and b'dieved, if you don't do it that way, you could do it a different way. It's either matir or it's not matir. Look at some of the other makaras. We'll see. It's not at all simple that shechita is only a matir. It could very well be that shechita is a mitzvah. And maybe that's taka what the Rambam is telling us. The Rambam is saying, if shechita is a mitzvah, then we can understand that there could be a lechatila and the b'dieved on a daraisa level when it comes to the mitzvah of shechita.